Hour on the Watt Weekly.
Hey everybody out there, this is Ben from the Watt Weekly podcast. You can check us out at thewatt.com, thewatt.com, or subscribe to our podcast feed at thewatt.com/podcast.rss. We discuss energy-related topics, and today I'm going to tell you about the importance of energy. Energy is the most important factor influencing the quality of our lives today. Just to give you a sense of how important energy really is, the BBC was interviewing somebody from Iraq a couple of weeks ago, and he could have been complaining about the kidnappings, the shootings, the corruption, but he was complaining about the fact that he only had electricity for a couple of hours a day. And imagine if you didn't have electricity. What would you do? You wouldn't be able to listen to podcasts, that's for sure. You wouldn't be able to have a shower, flush the toilet. You probably wouldn't have a job to go to because your company wouldn't be able to make anything. If we didn't have enough electricity, we wouldn't be able to grow food, we wouldn't have clean water to drink, and we wouldn't be able to build or run hospitals. Basically, the difference between the developed world and the undeveloped world is that the developed world has energy and the undeveloped world doesn't have energy. A person in Africa lives off of 500 watts of power on average. My girlfriend's hairdryer alone uses 1,000 watts of power, and a small car uses 89,000 watts of power. That's 178 times the amount of power that a typical person from Africa uses. An abundant and uninterrupted supply of energy is what allows our economies to grow. It's what allows people to have jobs, earn money, send their kids to school so that their kids can live happy life and increase their standard of living. We're at a point now when our standard of living will have to fall soon because we just don't have enough energy to maintain our current rate of economic growth. This is why it is important for everybody to start conserving energy. If you want your children and their children to have a better life than you did, everybody has to stop wasting energy today. It's easy to do. Small things like turning off your lights at home, dry your clothes outside instead of in a clothes dryer, try not to drive so much when you could be walking or biking, and try to buy food that wasn't grown halfway across the world. Simple things done today will go a long way to ensuring a quality of life for your future. For more information, tune in to our podcast, The Watt Weekly, by going to thewatt.com or subscribing to our podcast feed, thewatt.com/podcast.rss. Thanks for listening.